The healing power of pure chocolate. Pure chocolate is medicinal food. There is one condition: the chocolate must be at least 90% pure. Then wrong substances such as sugar and trans fat or vegetable oil don't hold the medicinal capacities. Cocoa itself is super healthy. It is called food for the gods. When the Spaniards discovered cocoa in the 16th century, the Spanish king decided that it could only be used by the nobility. Cocoa was so healthy, the ordinary people did not deserve it for another 200 years, according to the Spanish reasoning. Today, this medicine is available to everyone. The Latin name of this evergreen tropical tree is Theobroma cacao. Broma means food and Theo means god or gods. Theobroma therefore means food of the gods. Cocoa comes from the Aztec word chocolatl. This word consists of two words, chococ, which means cocoa, and atl, which is the Aztec word for water. Medicinal nutrients from dark chocolate. Pure chocolate prevents a range of diseases, according to scientists. There are substances that inhibit inflammation and thus prevent diseases and improve our immune system. Milk chocolate and white chocolate, on the other hand, are unhealthy and cause inflammation because cocoa is replaced with sugar and wrong fats. Fat from cocoa is very healthy, but in the chocolate factory, the industry uses cheap trans fat rich fat labeled as vegetable oil. This vegetable oil is chemically treated in such a way that the predicate vegetable can be considered misleading. The more pure, the less sugar is in dark chocolate. A chocolate of 90% cocoa contains very little sugar and has medicinal properties. It's even healthier to use pure cocoa in recipes without any sugar or vegetable oil. Some medicinal recipes have been written for this article. You can find them in the magazine, in the online PDF magazine. Pure chocolate contains proteins, saturated fat, calories, vitamins such as vitamin B1, B2, B3, folic acid, vitamin K, dietary fiber, and the minerals magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, manganese, selenium, iron, potassium, copper, and zinc. Folk applications of cocoa in Europe. In Spain and the rest of Europe, more than 100 people's applications of cocoa have been written down since the 16th century to the 20th century. It has been used to treat the following diseases: anemia, mental fatigue, tuberculosis, fever, gout, kidney stones, and reduced sexual drive. Nowadays, scientists are still researching the medicinal properties of cacao. For example, there has been done research to the anti-cancer effects of cacao. Methoxanthines in cocoa. Methoxanthines are the substances with psychoactive properties. They improve cognitive abilities such as efficient thinking, learning processes, adaptive capacity, and memory. Caffeine and theobromine are the most well-known methoxanthines in cocoa. Their health benefits are so remarkable that scientists have largely researched whether it can serve as functional food, according to Spanish researchers in 2013. They compiled a survey of all kinds of other studies that have mapped out the medicinal effects of cocoa. So here comes a brief overview of the medicinal effects of cocoa according to the Spanish researchers in 2013. Theobromine could be used in toothpaste because it provides a lot of protection to the tooth enamel. Theobromine and caffeine together can expand, so this is another scientific medicinal effect, can expand the alveoli and improve lung function. scientists suggest that asthma and bronchitis patients might eat extra chocolate products or even drink coffee, because caffeine is also in coffee. But there's a difference between caffeine in coffee and caffeine in chocolate. So theobromine and caffeine have similar psyche stimulating effects. It turns out that people become slightly smarter and in a better mood after consuming these methoxanthines. Coffee use leads to sleep disturbances in part of the people, at least part of the people. Cocoa is not known to do this. While there's also caffeine in cocoa, it seems that people sleep better after cocoa intake. So that's the main difference between caffeine in cocoa and caffeine in coffee. Methoxanthines may reduce the risk of neurodegenerative Alzheimer's disease. Scientific research shows that if people consume cocoa and coffee on a regular basis, the risk of this disease decreases. So it's preventive against Alzheimer's. Methoxanthines from both cocoa and coffee can prevent heart diseases and normalize high blood pressure. In 1910, theobromine was already used as a medicine for angina pectoris or heart cramps. In the first half of the 20th century, theobromine was used to relax blood vessels so that the blood pressure goes down. All kind of research shows that cocoa is good for the heart, but to elevate cocoa to an official medicine of today's standards, there are still a number of studies to be done. And in our medical system of today, this will never be done, because only synthetic medicines are used in Western medicine, Western pharmacology. Dark chocolate increases the insulin sensitivity of cells, which makes it a good remedy for diabetes and Alzheimer's. The disadvantage of dark chocolate is that there is sugar in it. Normally, increased insulin sensitivity can lead to a decrease in organ fats and excess skin fat. Of course, the skin is also an organ. But the sugar can stop this positive effect. The combination of methoxanthine, theobromine and caffeine seems to work extra well, better than the individual substances. So have you drunk too much coffee and are you awake? Take some chocolate or make a cocoa drink. Probably you sleep better. Pure chocolate against cancer. Malaysian researchers conducted research into the possible anti-cancer activities of cocoa. First of all, they see 7.6 million people die of cancer every year worldwide. In addition, the current chemotherapy is partly based on medicinal plants. And then the Malaysian researchers see a number of studies are listed that have unraveled some of the anti-cancer effects of cocoa. So cocoa can cause apoptosis. And apoptosis is the sudden death of a cancer cell. In addition, cocoa plays a role in the prevention of metastasis. And that's also a phase of cancer, metastasis. There are many procyanidins in cocoa. Together with other substances such as catechin, apicatechin and quercetin, these organic components form an answer to the oncogenic inflammatory processes associated with cancer. Nuclear factor Kappa B is an inflammatory process in a cancer cell line, and procyanidins can switch nuclear factor Kappa B off or greatly reduce its activity. Another way in which theobroma works against cancer is the antioxidant effects of its flavonoids. so the medicinal components prothionidines, epigetin, and quercetin can counter cell damage by free radicals and inhibit a tumor in its growth development. The researchers from Malaysia also see that it's not easy to isolate the medicinal active substances from cocoa, and therefore we still depend on raw cocoa as the main medicinal component supplier. Epigetin. So in the study described above, the substance epigetin occurred. This substance is known to improve different brain functions. In 2013, a study was published with the title "The Neuroprotective Effects of Cocoa Flavanol and Its Influence on Cognitive Performance." Here, researcher Astrid Nierlich explains that several studies have been carried out into the effect of cocoa on the brain. Epigetin is the flavonoid that's most prevalent in chocolate. This substance has been proven to improve various aspects of the cognition. Astrid Nierlich sees that there are many studies showing that flavonoids ensure that the brain still works well later in life. Cocoa can reduce the risk of stroke and Alzheimer's, according to research, though it's not known how much cocoa a person has to take to benefit from its medicinal effect. Epigetin has been given to mice for 2 weeks. It appears that the mitochondria greatly improve in function. These are responsible for the oxygen metabolism and energy feeling of men. Improved mitochondrial activity is associated with anti-cancer activity by other researchers. It's also associated with anti-Alzheimer functions. So some of the herbs, or the other herbs that are good for the brain, they work so well because they supply more oxygen to the brain. And the mitochondria is energy from oxygen, the oxygen metabolism. Chocolate and obesity medicine can be a pitfall. So how's that? So it can work against you, all these good stuff from chocolate. In several areas of life, you can see that positive forces can sometimes become a pitfall. And how can a medicine be a pitfall? The medicine cocoa. Chocolate is tasty, but only pure chocolate promotes the physical and mental health of humans. Scientific research shows that people who crave milk chocolate and white chocolate do not have health benefits from cocoa. This can even be detrimental to the health because sugar and trans fats cause inflammation at the cellular level. These inflammations at the cellular level are the cause of a large number of diseases, such as diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, ADHD, obesity, and cardiovascular diseases. The psychoactive substances in chocolate work especially well if you eat dark chocolate. But there is a chance that you often eat milk chocolate. Your brain becomes, as it were, addicted to the endorphins production that result in the combination of chocolate, of cocoa, lots of sugar, and lots of vegetable oil. Being addicted to this form of chocolate means that the risk of obesity is increasing, and people start to crave for unhealthy forms of chocolate. Craving, and that's the pitfall of chocolate. On the other hand, there's at least one scientific study that shows that people consume less or decrease in weight due to the consumption of dark chocolate. Since obesity is a disease, we can say that pure chocolate is a potential obesity medicine. In this way, the pitfall can be cushioned with a switch to eating dark chocolate or using cocoa in recipes. Pure chocolate, medication per tablet. Cocoa is a healthy substance, but chocolate, is it really healthy? Can we enjoy the medicinal effects of chocolate from the factories when we use chocolate? Indian researchers answered this in a 2014 study. The research state that dark chocolate is healthy because it contains relatively more cocoa. Milk chocolate and white chocolate are unhealthy because a small amount of cocoa is supplemented with bad fats and sugar. The more pure the chocolate is, the better. VeggieTales, this magazine, has developed recipes to enjoy cocoa without sugar, and you can find them in the online PDF. The healing power of dark chocolate. And the following data is in the research of the Indian researchers. Chocolate works protective against heart disease, high blood pressure. It regulates blood sugar levels. It increases insulin sensitivity, reduces diabetes risk, relieves colds and coughs, reduces cancer risk, improves the immune system, slows down aging, slows down age development, fixes DNA, protects Alzheimer, relieves premenstrual syndrome, and prevents baldness. Each medicinal function is explained in the research. And by the way, all the sources, all this research, you can find them in the PDF form on the website. For example, cocoa is good for the brain and mood because it contains phenylethylamine. This substance releases endorphins in the body so that we feel fine. Phenylethylamine also ensures that we are more alert. So this is also brain enhancing substance. And from this article, it is obvious that you can enjoy your medicine of dark chocolate.